Hello and welcome to a new episode of La Jotería de Texas. So today's episode is brought to you in the city of San Antonio, Texas. I'm here for now about a week and 2 days almost. And I'm having a really, really great time. This is like my first time in Texas ever, so I'm just taking it all in. It's really interesting how my perception of Texas was before. I really didn't think much of it, only that I knew people who were from Texas, but I just didn't know anything. And it's really awesome to be here. There's a lot of greenery, a lot of empty space, which I love, and I think that's what is making me feel so happy, is knowing there's so much land and there's so much freedom to just be in nature. So far I've done the San Antonio River Walk. I've gone to the Alamo. I've gotten in the river. I've been to HEB. I've been to General Dollar. I've been to Whataburger. What else is Texan that I've done? I guess the heat, it's bearable for me right now. I've been in worse climate. So I'm really just appreciative that it's not too hot. It hasn't reached over the hundreds, so thank God for that. But yeah, like I said, I'm having a really good time, and I am originally here for a family reunion emergency that happened, that made us drive over here, and I've been able to be connected to my family once again, and I've been able to connect with family members, which was so beautiful to me right now in this time. And I'm just really happy and blessed to have family. I think that's something that on my podcast I've shared a lot about, especially in my SoundCloud days, and it was something that was really healing for me to talk about. But it had a lot to do with trauma as well, so I'm really thankful that I'm here and that I'm able to connect with my family after so many years. And I just wanted to share the message of gratitude and family to whoever is listening, to stay close to your family. Always try to think outside of the box, outside of us always trying to be right, actually listening to our family and thinking about how beautiful it is to be able to be alive in this moment in time. So I hope that you are at home or wherever you choose to be, in a peaceful place, surrounded by good people and good energy, because it really does make a big difference. I've been here for about a week and a half, or how long did I say? About a week and a few days. And I honestly feel like I could stay here forever. I actually been thinking about what it would be like to move here, and that is a high possibility for me. Maybe in a few years, maybe 2 years. And this is just me getting to know San Antonio. So I know that Texas is huge, and I'm really excited to be able to come back in a few months to check out the rest of Texas. I want to go to Dallas, Austin, Corpus, just everywhere. I also want to check out the beaches, and I want to check out where Selena is at. So yeah, so this is a really good just way for me to give a virtual hug to people who are going through, you know, the coronavirus stay at home thing, and people who are trying to stay positive and trying to find joy in this time. I've been praying a lot. I've been talking to the universe and I've been asking for signs, and that has really helped me. So if you're having a hard time, if you're having a moment of confusion or of despair, know that things will get better, and that sometimes you have to isolate yourself from the noise. And for me, it was at, you know, leaving 1,000 miles in order for me to find that. But it can also be just finding your own routine and making it new to you. Going to the beach now that the beaches are open, going to the park, talking to friends, building a circle of joy that is possible, I feel. So I hope that you're well, like I said, and I will keep you posted on my next adventures. I'm happy to now be what is it called? An honorary Texan. I feel like I love the people here and definitely can't wait to be back. So catch you guys when I'm in LA. Have a good night. Bye.